tell me this.
Who are we to judge what other people do?
Take a look.
What's that break? You are as
you're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Them up 24/7 by simply on the internet by simply going to WCNO, click on there, and then you'll see on the left hand side the word on demand. Click on that, then any Saturday you'll see Lifeline. So if you get anything out of the program today and you have a friend or a sister or a brother somewhere anywhere in the world that you think this message would help, well, don't forget to pass the word, serve the Lord. Just click forward and keep going. And if you're getting help, help somebody else. Well, look, I want to talk to you today about hearing the word of the Lord. I mean, the very value that's in the word of God that will help your life, that will sustain you, prop you up, move you forward, bless your life, give you a hope, give you a future, and strengthen you. Listen. This is, I have a wonderful word today. It really is. I mean, the reason why I know that, it's been speaking to me all week. I mean, it's really all about how the Lord loves you. That's what I want to talk about today, is how the Lord loves us. The price he was willing to pay, the investment that he had in his case is proven throughout the whole word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept, how God cares about you. And you know something? He wants you to know that today. I'm here to tell you how much you are loved today, how you are treasured, how you are valued. If you're a Christian out there today, you're of the God kind. There's no other person. There's nothing on the earth as high in as you are as far as God's. You're the highest. You're the greatest thing God created. You know, you really are. You're his masterpiece. I mean, really, God loves man. I mean, all week I've been reading these scriptures, and I realized how much we're loved. And I thought, well, who can comprehend this? The love is so great, it goes beyond knowledge. It's really hard to just comprehend. Well, look, I'm going to open up the telephone lines today now. If you happen to be listening to me, you're not sure how you stand with the Lord. You're not sure of your salvation. Or you have others that you really want to pray for. Whatever. I mean, if I can assist in any way, if I can help you, if I can pray for you, I want to do it. Now, I'm going to give you a phone number, and you can jot it down. And if you really have a need, I don't care what the need is. If you're a hurting, broken person out there, God cares about you. If you're a hurting person, and God has sent someone to you today to listen to you in his name now, to represent him, to pray for you, and to tell you how much God loves you, that would be me. So don't forget, give me a call. Phone number is 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. Let me just pray for you to start with, okay? Father, we just come to you today in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak a blessing over every person in the sound of my voice today. I ask you to bless, to touch in the most personal way everyone out there that's listening to them, but what their needs are today, Father, I want you to reach down in the name of Jesus by the indwelling Holy Spirit and touch lives and let them know they are loved, they are loved, they are loved. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you ever so much. Okay, I want to talk to you about hearing the word of the Lord. Father God wants you to understand and believe, above all things, his perfect love for you. And understand the price that's been paid for you. You know, this love outruns and goes beyond all knowledge. This love is for you today. This love is for you. I want to encourage you today in the love of the Lord. I just want to be encouraging you today. I just want to remind you, you know, the world is so busy. The world is upside down. Things are falling apart. It's easy for us to lose our focus and know who we really are as Christians. I mean, I just want to encourage you today. I want you to see how Father God had you in mind when he spoke to David. Listen to this now, about 1,000 years before Jesus was ever born. 1,000 years now before Jesus was ever born. Even before you were born, your sins were covered, your fate was sealed. Look what David prophesied about Jesus concerning you. Concerning you now, somewhere around 1013 BC. I mean, roughly 1,000 years before Jesus was ever born, Father had you in mind. I mean, really, this is really big. I want you to hear it today. I want you to know who you are today. Notice now how the Father had a plan for you to redeem you from the very beginning. I believe from the very fall of Adam. Now listen, if you watch God's plan unfold step by step, line upon line, you can't help but feel secure in his wonderful love. Listen to this, Psalms 22, 1 through 8. Look, listen to this now, how God cares about you. Over 1,000 years now before the birth of Jesus, King David spoke of Jesus hanging on the tree when he said, "Oh my God, why have you forsaken me?" Now these are the words of David. David prophesied this because the Spirit of God moved upon him, and God wanted to say this. God wants you to know all along from beginning how he cares about you. Really, he had a plan for you from the very beginning. This is love beyond anything man can imagine. It's hard to deliver this message. It's more love than I can speak of. It's more love than I can comprehend. Really, 1,000 years. You know, God shows a picture of Jesus hanging on that bloody tree. David said he trusted in the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delights in him. Wow, somehow King David saw the suffering of the Lamb Christ Jesus. Father is speaking things through David that he wanted and intended for you to know and understand forever. This is an amazing God. Listen, about 1,000 years later, then Matthew bears witness of these words of David about Jesus on the cross. Look at this. Man, this is really unreal how God cares about you, how he's mapped out your life. Matthew 27:43, Matthew writes, he trusted in God that he would deliver him. Wow, now if he'll have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. Look, you can put your trust in a God that knows the end from the beginning and holds your life, your very breath in his hand. He's a wonderful God and wants you to know that today. Look, I just want to tell you how much God cares about you today. If you don't know him, and you're listening to me today, and you decide you need to know him, and you want to change your life, and you need help, you give me a call here today. Now, my phone number is 221-1100. Out of town, 221-8990. Listen, Isaiah 9:6. About 550 years now before Jesus was born. I mean, listen, you really need to know what God is saying to you today. The prophet Isaiah said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Look now, this is something you really need to know Jesus. You know what I mean? You really need to know Jesus. And here's what this really means. The child born is the perfect lamb whose blood would wash our sins away, would take care of your sins, whose body would carry our sins to the grave, be buried in the grave of forgiveness forever. That's why you get baptized. That's why when you accept Jesus and as your Lord, and you're in a church and the church wants to baptize you, when you get baptized, you're agreeing with the Lord, you're believing what he says, you're going down under that water, leaving your old sins there and coming up a new man. Well, that's what this really means. This child, Isaiah said, unto us a child is born. This child would be the body, would be the lamb, would carry your sins away. This child would shed blood that would wash your sins away, because he is the only man in the history of the world, from Adam now, after Adam, ever born and without the bloodline of Adam that bypassed that sinful bloodline was born of the Father himself, born anew with perfect blood he never sinned, making him the perfect lamb to pay the price for you. 1 Peter 2:24, here's what it says. Who his own self, this is Jesus, of course, bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Well, I want you to think about that today. That's where your sins are. That we being dead to sin, you're dead to it. Should live into righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Listen, if you have asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, or if you will ask him now to be your Lord and Savior, he takes your sins in his body. He bore your sins in his body on that tree. Sin killed him. Our sins. He was killed because of sin. He was killed to take care of your sin. He was killed to wash your sins away. Sin killed him. Really, listen to this. He took our sin, bore our sin in his body. His body now, on the tree. Now, we being dead to sin should live in righteousness. In other words, we're made right. We're put right. Because he paid the price for us. He suffered and he bled and he died hanging on that bloody tree. You know what makes this so big is Father's been trying to tell us this from the very beginning. He spoke it through David. He spoke it through Isaiah. He wants you to know he's a God you can trust. He wants you to know you can believe what he says. He wants you to know that his son Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. He wants you to know his son Jesus bore your sins in his body on the tree. He prepared us for it. And he followed it up. You can trust this kind of God. This is a God you can depend on. This is a God you can trust. And 1 Peter 3:18 says, for Christ also hath once suffered for sin. One time. The just for the unjust. That he might bring us to God. Being put to death, killed in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Think of that verse. Christ also has once suffered. The just. Him being the just, for us the unjust, for you the unjust, that he might bring you to God. Now, see there, see the Father's love in this. Can you see his heart? Jesus suffered to bring you to God. He really did. He suffered because God wants you. He suffered because God cares about you. He suffered because you belong to God. God's coming after you. God's coming after his own. God wants to redeem you. God wants to bring you home. God wants to give you a place. That's why Christ suffered. Being put to death in the flesh. Yes, he was killed. His flesh was killed. His soul was poured out. His soul was an offering for your sin. But he was quickened by the Spirit, brought alive. When you're brought alive and resurrected from the dead, now he has the power to resurrect you from the dead. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. You know, you can be born again today. You can be in the kingdom of God. I'm in the kingdom of God. I've been in the kingdom of God 43 years. I'm of the kingdom. I'm of the God kind. I really am. I'm living this kingdom life now. You can too. You really can. Now, you have to struggle through this evil, wicked world that we're living in. But nevertheless, you're made right and you're put right by the blood of Jesus in it. You can make it. You can do it. You can live a kingdom life today in and through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he sent his Holy Spirit to dwell with us, to be in us, to lead us, to guide us, to cover us. Now, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would bring you into remembrance of all things. Now, that's very important. You have to know what Jesus said in order for the Holy Spirit to always bring you into remembrance of it. See, here's the way my life goes. Every day as I move through my life, and this is the way the Christian life goes, God leads us. He reminds us of things. He quickens scriptures to us. He always encourages us. He guides us. But see, can he guide you? I'll give you an answer. If you don't have the Word of God in you, he can't. How can he direct you? Jesus said he takes the things of me, shows them unto you. If you don't know the things of the Master, if you don't know the things of the Lord, it's very hard for the Holy Spirit to bring you into remembrance of them. You have to get into the Word of God. Hear what Jesus said. Hear what God said. You know how big it is? This Word, it spoke to me this week about how God cares. I mean, 1,000 years, David explained the cross for us. 550 years, Isaiah explained the cross and the suffering of Jesus. See, if you knew all this stuff, look at the strength it gives you. Look at the security. Look at the hope. Oh, my. God is so good. Jesus did everything David said he would do. Jesus did everything Isaiah said he would do. He'll do everything he promised to you. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Think about that today. Look, if you had needs today, phone number 221-1100. Out of town, 221-8099. The son given now. Remember now, the child born is the land that would hang on a bloody tree, shed blood, would wash your sins away, and take your sins into his body, and take him into the grave forever, forgiving you from it. The Son given now. Unto us the child is born, unto us the Son is given. Every time in the Bible when you read Son of Man, that's a child born. Really. Every time you see the Son of Man, that's a child born. That's the man. But every time you're the Son of God, here's who he is. He is the Lord from heaven. The Lord said the Holy Ghost came upon Mary. She brought forth the man-child Jesus, the Spirit of the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace, dwelling in the man. That's Christ Jesus. God is three in one, but he's one. God is the almighty creator, author, finisher, beginning of all things. Jesus Christ came out of his spirit. He's God. He's out of the spirit of God upon earth to seek and to save your soul, to deliver you, to pay the price, the suffering price, excuse me, to redeem you, to bring you back into the presence of God because the original sin of Adam. That's who Jesus Christ is. The Holy Spirit is God down here on the earth, dwelling in man, to comfort, to lead, and to take care of man, and to manage the earth until the Lord returns forth. And yet, they're all three God. They're one. They are one God, but here they are. Everything God needs to do, he does. He needs to save you, he did. He needs to lead and guide and comfort you, he does. That's who he is. One God. Three different ways he comes to you, but one God. Isaiah 53:10. Listen to this word. Isaiah prophesied many years before Jesus was born these words. This is an amazing verse. It makes me just, every time I read this, I just say, thank you, Lord. I can't stand up, but thank you, Lord. Here's what Isaiah said. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. Now think about these words. They're a powerful word. He hath put him to grief. He's talking about his own son. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for your sin. For sin, the word says. He made his soul, poured out his soul for your sins. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. The word says the life is in the blood. The life is in the soul. The soul poured out is the blood that washes your sins away, okay? Isaiah said he shall see the travail of his soul. And he'll be satisfied. This is what God is doing now. Watching this. Can you believe this? By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. He shall bear their iniquities. When he says many, that's everybody don't say all, because many is to those that will believe. That would be to you. If you're washed in the blood, if you're a believer, that would be you. If you're not, and he rejected it, would not be you. It wouldn't apply. It only applies to those that believe. Only those that shall believe. Oh, my brother God. Every man can be saved. Really. Every man can be saved. All you have to say, Jesus, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. I believe your word. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you suffered and bled and died for me. Give me a chance, Lord Jesus. I want to be born again. I believe you. I believe God loves me. I believe my hope and my future is in you. Wash my sins away. Thank you, Jesus. That's all you have to do. You're born again. If you believe that, you are born again. I mean, God can't wait to save you. You know why? Because he created you. He wants you back. Listen, look at the price. Look at the investment he's making. His son hanging on a bloody tree. Wash away your sins. He can't wait for you to say, Father, I want to come home. He can't wait. Maybe you're out there today and you're a Christian, but you're messed up and you know it. You're not doing right. You're not living right. You're not living the life. But you know there's a God. Maybe you're out there like that today. Maybe you just need to just go back to the Father and say, oh, Father, forgive me. I got separated here. I've just been not been who I should be, but I'm listening to this word, and I know now how much you love me, and you're reassuring me today, and you're speaking to me today. You're bringing me words of comfort today, and I realize, you're the way, you're the truth, you're the life. Thank you that I'm hearing you today. Thank you, Father. I just want to repent and come home today, Father. I just want to live the life I should live. I mean the person I should be. I want to be the person that Jesus suffered and bled and died for. I want to be the person that Jesus took my sins in his own body on the tree. And I've been careless. I haven't been appreciative like I should be. I haven't been walking and all your love that's going to be walking in. I want to change that today without a doubt. What a story. Father God satisfies the wages of sin with the life of his own son. For you and me. Oh, what a God. What a wonderful Father. He has poured out his soul, the Bible says, into death, Isaiah said. He was numbered with the transgressors. He bare the sins of many, made intercession for the transgressor. That would be you, my friend. Come home today. Come home today. If you don't know him, fall on your face today and say, Dear Father, thank you for loving me. I repent. I want to come to you with all my heart. You know, how about your family? Are they in good faith? If not, you make sure you get this message to them. Tell them how they stand. Tell them how God loves them. Luke 18:32, here's what it said. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles and shall be mocked and spitefully entreated and spit upon. And this is absolutely, Isaiah said this 550 years earlier. And now Luke is writing this today, watching with his own eyes, watching Jesus suffer on that cross. And he writes these words. And they'll scourge him and put him to death. And the third day, he'll rise again. Have you noticed everything written about Jesus in the word comes to pass? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed the words of Isaiah fulfilled? Have you noticed the words of David fulfilled? Everything written about Jesus, God carried out, okay? Now, this tells me something. You need to listen to this real much. Everything written about Jesus has been fulfilled. Now, this tells me that every warning about your sins will come to pass. And there'll be a payday someday. Really? It'll surely come to pass. There'll be a day when your sins will come to pass. When everything God said about your sins and everything he was going to do, he'll do. You want to make absolutely sure your life is cleaned up. Stay out of sin. Repent. Everything God says, line upon line, precept upon precept, comes to pass. And that means the price for your awful sins. If Jesus, if you didn't put him under the blood, it'll come to pass too. You'll pay the price God said you would pay. You really will. You know, there's a burning hell. If you're not born again, you'll be in it. I can tell you that now. Everything God says is true. He says so. He really does. He's warning you. This is the warning now. You make sure that your life lines up with the word of God. You make sure you live the life God calls you to be. He's merciful, graceful, all just warning you over and over again, wanting you to come and be saved and filling you with your spirit so he can comfort and lead and guide you. He offers you everything, every opportunity. So if you don't accept it now and you walk away, you'll pay that price. If half the Bible's true, the other half has to be. If the promises are true, they're all true. And he's promised what he'll do to you if you're not right with God. Listen, you're safe and you have a sure place, a sure foundation in him. He is your heavenly Father and he loves you. Let me tell you something. Above all things, here's what I've learned in the word of God. All my years, God loves you. Really. That's a great message today. God loves you. Jesus came to redeem you because he loves you and wants you. If you think Jesus dies, that you would go to hell. You wouldn't go to hell. Well, maybe that's okay. That's some truth. That's truth to that. But look again. Jesus said in John 17, verses 2 through 3, here's what he said. He died that we might know the only true God and me, his son. Father wants you to know him. You're God's son. You're God's daughter. He's your heavenly Father. He's your maker. He's your creator. You were always on his mind from the very beginning of time. So Jesus really died and suffered and bled and died to bring you to the Father that he might know you, that you might know him. Father wants you to know him. I am your Father. I want you to know me, son. I'm your Father. I want you to know me, daughter. That's what he's really saying here. That's what Jesus is saying. Sure, you won't go to hell if you're born again. But Father sent his son so that you might know him, that you might know you have a heavenly Father that loves you, that created you, that's been speaking for thousands of years through David, thousands of years through Isaiah, and said, this is what I'm going to do for you. And then he does it. Oh, this is the kind of God you can trust. This is the kind of God you depend on. This is God you can put your hope in. This kind of God you can put faith in. This God is God. God loves you, my friend. Jesus bled and suffered to pay the price for the souls of man. He alone has all power to save man. Truly, God is love. God's all about you. But it's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you coming back to God so you can know Him. It's you finding your Heavenly Father. It really is. It's you finding hope. It's you finding peace. It's you finding rest. If you find your place, it's all about you. It really is. God loves you. Look, if you need help today, if you're out there today, you're not living the life you should, give me a call. Number 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Look, God cares about you today, and I want you to know that. He wants you to know it. John 14:6, Jesus said, "No man can come to the Father except by me." Our Lord Jesus hung on that bloody tree to suffer, to bleed, to die, to cleanse mankind from sin. Jesus shows us how much Father God really loves us. You're loved. You're loved today. You're loved. Does anybody need to hear that today? I do. Oh, every day I say, "Thank you, Father." I do. I just say, "Thank you. I'm loved. I have that rest. I have that peace. I have that security. I have that hope." God loves you. God wants you to know that. He really does. This is Bob. Can I help you? This is Bob. Can I help you? Hey. This is Bob. Can I help you? I don't know. I lost a phone call somewhere here, but maybe I come back. All right. The great glory of the Father God can only be revealed through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob. Can I help you? I've got phone problems, but what's happening here? John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Look, for God sent His begotten Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. God cares about you. Here's a verse you really need to hear today, though. As loving as God is, in John 3:18, here's what He says. "He that believes on Him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already." I hope it's not you. "Because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Are you in a safe place? Are you okay? How about your family? How about your children? Now, He says believe. He don't mean just believe that, oh, there's got to be a God somewhere. He means, have you come to Him, made a commitment? Have you laid down your life? Have you accepted Him as Lord? Have you accepted Him as Savior? Have you asked Him to come into your heart and wash your sins? Have you made your life right with Him? I mean, not. He says, if not, you're a condemned person. Hey, listen, like I said, everything God said is true. All of His goodness is true. But everything He says is true. There'll be a day of reckoning. You got to make sure your life is right with the Lord. He loves you, cares about you, and wants you to know. Well, look, I love you today. I want you to know that Father God loves you today. Look, we need support. We really do. We just need your help. Send us a check, if you will. If you get anything out of the program, help us out. It's Lifeline, Box 1603. Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Or email us. Just send us an email at radio1603@gmail.com. Radio1603@gmail.com. Listen, God bless you today, but help us out with money. Send us a check. Lifeline, 1603. Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Or email us, radio1603, Jensen Beach, Florida. Thank you. God bless you. See you again next week.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is radio1603@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.